Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Maureen Nichols with the KRCO about their third annual bus ride. A couple years into the KRCO bus ride during Nationals, it's just kind of a little fun event. Tell us a little bit about that.
So about 3 years ago, we were approached by Kendra, the promoter at the track, about doing something during Nationals, having events for people. So we kind of thought we could double whammy it, I guess you could say. We would provide this bus ride to local businesses. So, you know, we benefit from it for KRCO as a nonprofit organization, but also we expose the people to places in the community that they may not see because they're just hanging out at the track. So this year, we're doing it a little different. We're doing it on Tuesday night because we had a lot of local people that would also like to participate. And then we don't have so much conflict with the other things going on at the track. So we moved it to Tuesday at 5 p.m. And we have several businesses that are going to, pubs, I guess you could say, or restaurants, they're going to participate with us and have some fun events during the ride. So it's $50, and you can sign up online, or you can contact myself or any other board member to purchase your ticket. The ticket includes the ride, several free drinks and discounts throughout the ride, and a t-shirt. We will take late registrations, but we'd prefer to have everybody registered by August 1st so that we can know how many shirts to order.
All right. Well, I know one of the frustrations I think people have with the Nationals and the Raceway not being located near downtown is getting people to go back and forth, and this is a real good solution for that.
Correct. You know, like we're going to Wacko's. A lot of people probably don't even know that's out there. Slideways, we go out to Slideways. A lot of people know about that, but they're offering a free or a $5 drink ticket, and then we're doing a golf tournament, a four-hole golf tournament. Wacko's is helping us with supporting the Jason Johnson. It's a Ragin' Cajun night, so the Cajun pockets and Cajun sandwiches, a proceeds of that will go towards the Jason Johnson family.
Talk about some of the memories you've had over the last couple of years and why this is such a fun idea.
I'll tell you, it was exhausting the first year because we did it the same night of, I think, Thursday night of Nationals, and last year was Wednesday. Might have been the opposite. But we've met so many people from Australia and other race fans I've become friends with on Facebook. You know, you get to know their families, but you get to meet a lot of people that love racing and learn a lot of history about how long they've been here, and it's just really a great event to get to know each other.
How much do you think this helps kind of show off Knoxville, and especially with the KRCO, help the Raceway kind of be together with the town and the residents with all the people that are coming in for Nationals?
I think it's been done well, but this year I'm really proud. I think we're doing a lot better. We're doing a lot more rides that, like A&P is sponsoring one of our rides between bars, and we're going to like go show the rec center, drive around the town. We thought about the lake, but you're limited on time when you want to hit so many places. But we're going to show all the places that people probably wouldn't know of, give a little history on the courthouse, just things like that to get people to know about downtown. Really want to push downtown. We're focusing a lot on spending a majority of our time downtown for all the establishments there. So just get people up on the square.
It's a fun time over the next couple of weeks with all the Nationals coming up. What other events do you have going on?
Well, this year we have another new event, Sunday of the Capitani Classic. I don't have all the details, meeting at 11, but we are going to do a race trivia night at the racetrack. Actually, I think it's like from 4 to 6, around in that time. Teams of four can come sign up. The I Will Be Your Best will be there, but it will be questions about the racetrack and, of course, questions about Ralph Capitani and his history at the track. So that's another fun event, and the proceeds, again, will go to KRCO.
What's it like for you during this 2 weeks, obviously with Nationals being a big part of the KRCO and just kind of drinking it all in for yet another year?
It's exciting, but I'm sure glad when it's over. I'm taking a vacation right afterwards, I guess I should say, but it's really fun. I have made so many friends from the races. I mean, I can go to other tracks or just any other event, it seems like, and you run into people and I'm like, how do I know you? And they know you from the track, but it's really good. And what we do for the drivers makes us all feel well in the end. So,
all right. Final details on the KRCO bus ride, how people can register, how much fun it'll be, and when it is.
Okay. So it's Tuesday, August 7th, 5 o'clock, ending at 11 p.m. I will send you the link so people can register online, or you can stop in at the racetrack during the race nights and talk to KRCO. We will also register people that day at 4 p.m. from 4 to 5 at the beer stand under the grandstands. Hope to see people there.
Thanks to Maureen Nichols for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.